I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Prenatal care is an important part of a healthy pregnancy. To talk about new approaches to regular prenatal visits and also prenatal monitoring during the COVID-19 pandemic is Dr. Scott Sullivan. He's a professor of obstetrics and gynecology, and he's the director of the Division of Maternal-Fetal Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Sullivan, first tell us about prenatal visits for women who are pregnant during the COVID-19 pandemic. What's changed and why?
The most common change is that we have moved the majority of the visits out of the office and into patients' homes via telemedicine. The impetus behind that was to minimize the risk of exposing patients to infected individuals, especially ones with no symptoms, in the office or in the waiting room. So we estimate we've moved about 2/3 of our prenatal visits to a telemedicine visits. In the comfort of patients' homes, we just see them over the internet.
And specifically, what sorts of monitoring and tests and kind of checkups can be done at home remotely like this with pregnant women?
So a lot of prenatal care is often dialogue between their physician and the patient, answering questions about symptoms that have come up or about specific weeks, months, trimesters. So that's very easily done over the internet.
And are there other tests like blood pressure monitoring and things like that that the patient's actually doing at home?
Absolutely. We have adapted to this new paradigm in some ways. We've asked patients to weigh themselves at home, to self-monitor, and yes, even blood pressure. We have sent many patients home with home blood pressure cuffs. As a matter of fact, the March of Dimes has donated a number of them to us. Some we have just purchased for patients. Of course, we can't do everything over the internet. So some patients are still having to come in for ultrasounds, for things that need a physical exam. So we're still there to serve pregnant patients. And we're taking steps all along from the front door to the exam room to minimize risk to patients.
We realize that a great deal is unknown still about the novel coronavirus, but what can you tell us, Dr. Sullivan, about pregnant women and COVID-19?
Some of the news appears to be good. First, it does not appear that infection during a pregnancy is any worse than it would be for someone else. The information we're getting from China and New York seems to suggest that most people who are infected have no symptoms or mild symptoms, and that is good news. It also, right now, appears that pregnant women don't transmit the infection to their unborn babies, which is also good news. We're learning more all the time, but these two things I think are important. We recommend keeping in close touch with their care team. It's still important to practice social distancing and good hygiene and all the steps that we've been recommending for people. But so far in pregnancy, it does not appear to be significantly worse than outside of pregnancy.
Dr. Sullivan, thanks for providing information about prenatal care during the COVID-19 pandemic.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.